This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I just like his approach. You know, he's a good kid. He cares about it. He works hard. He listens. He's a good note taker. He's been picking my brain. I told him last night, he was in the room, we were talking about signals. I said, what can I do for you? You know, because I want to be a support system for him and pass on anything I can. I don't want to overstep my bounds, but if he wants to learn anything or pick my brain or be in my hip pocket, I'm all for it. So I'm looking forward to growing that friendship. But he has, you know, he has all the ability and the talent, and when his time comes, I think he's going to have a great chance to be a long-term guy in the league.
Aaron Rodgers talking about the second coming, Will Howard. I'm sure that'll quell the masses. I'm sure that'll calm everybody down. Four-time MVP, surefire Hall of Famer, singing the praises of one national champion quarterback, Will Howard. As if we don't get enough texts about that guy. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette, a newlywed. He joins us for the first time since the nuptials here on the show. Chris, you look better than ever. You look like you're glowing, pal. I'm so happy for you and your beautiful bride. And now you get to spend the next 4 weeks at St. Vincent College. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. I'm out here in Latrobe, PA, staying out here sometimes. Still going to go back so I can see my wife. But it's great times here, man. I am proud of myself for my podcasting setup here. The reason I'm actually glowing is because I got two lights on me right now.
You do?
You are literally glowing. I'm literally glowing. It's just because I have these lights on me so I can keep my studio set up. I got this done, and Nick Faribault, who's staying with me at this Airbnb, I'm like, I'm the MacGyver of podcast setups. And he says, who's MacGyver?
Oh,
and I was
no.
Like, oh, God, he's too young. Yeah, he was too young.
I think you need to boot him and then, like, room with Brian Batko or something.
Team PG all day.
Chris is joining us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Chris Rodgers was not sharp yesterday by all accounts. I'm sure nobody is panicking. I don't know why you would. How long do you think it will take him to get in a rhythm with the DK Metcalfs of the world? Because that's what it sounded like. The problem was they just got to get on their P's and Q's.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be by the second week of camp. So I think they're going to figure some things out. They got to figure, okay, we're going there. You also got to remember that, like, you know, they're going up. The defense always wins the early reps of training camp. Every quarterback, you know, especially when it's a new quarterback in a new system with a lot of new players. I mean, you're talking about DK Metcalf and Aaron Rodgers and you know, they're brand new players on this roster. And Arthur Smith's in his second year of being the offensive coordinator. You got a lot of other young players on this roster. roster. So there's going to be a lot of pieces that need to just figure things out. I do think it's going to take like a week. You're going to see a lot of defensive wins so far. And like even the interception that he threw, I thought it was a really impressive play by the defense where they were able to, you know, kind of Jalen Ramsey follows a receiver across the field signaling man coverage. Then they kind of show quarters coverage, but it's neither of those. It's covered three buzz, and you see the Patrick Queen just fly to the sideline and take away DK Metcalf on what would have been a standard read by most quarterbacks to say, hey, you know what? They're in man and they're backed off. That's an easy completion to by number one wide receiver. Nope, they got a guy underneath it. So I think that's a good sign more so of what the Steelers are going to be able to set up. Mike Tomlin kind of talked about that on Wednesday when he was like, we got coverage guys and we want to win those matchups. And I think that's what the addition of a Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay with Joey Porter all do for this defense. So I'd give some grace to the offense in the first week and a half or so of training camp. They'll eventually get on point, and then those seven shots drills will start to heat up, I'd say, by like next week.
No practice in pads until Tuesday. This is known as the acclimation period. Jalen Ramsey, that is the guy I want to talk about. Real quick, though, Mike Tomlin asked about where Ramsey will play, and he ain't biting.
You're going to do it anyway, so have at it, man. But get your cameras ready. You're going to see him in a lot of places.
So he broke off and played or did some individual drills with the safeties, which I'm fine. He's a chess piece. Move him all over the place and throw a wrinkle or two in there. I don't want him to see him play a lot of safety, Chris. I think the strength of this defense this year could be blitz more than they have in recent memory under Terrell Austin, a lot of press man on the outside, quarterback's going to have to get rid of the ball quickly, and you've got three dudes who you feel pretty good about that can blanket those wide receivers. I think to utilize Ramsey too much at safety would be a misallocation of what is a great man cover asset.
No, I agree with you. I don't think that's the plan. I think what the way they're going to use Ramsey is the times he drops back into that deep role is just to confuse people. It's just to be like, oh, wait, I think they want teams, kind of like how you talk about TJ Watt. They want teams to guess more about where TJ Watt's lining up. It's the same with Jalen Ramsey. If they just put him on the outside and say, hey, that's where number five is going to be, teams are going to be like, okay, we know Jalen Ramsey's out there. Let's just plan on keeping that as a factor. But when he's lining up in the slot, lining up and outside, moving here, moving there, blitzing, you know, playing the middle part of the field, playing the deep part, then it becomes harder to keep up with him. And that's what I think that the Steelers are really setting up right now. But we talked to Jalen Ramsey, and he was asked that when he first arrived on Wednesday, and he was like, look, he's like, I'm willing to do whatever, but I was brought here and I'm getting paid the money I'm getting paid to make plays around the that are closer to the ball. And if I'm further away from the ball, that would not allow me to do that. So I think the times that he's back there, it's more of like that was just the decoy setup where they were making you think he'd be in one place, but he's really in another. But his primary roles are going to be man-to-man coverage, underneath zones, jumping passes. They want this guy creating turnovers. That was the whole point of the him and Minkah Fitzpatrick trade, was to try to make sure that you brought him, that he's closer to the line of scrimmage. He's helping force quarterbacks to hold on to the ball. And then that gives more time for TJ Watt, Alex Highsmith, Cam Hayward, Derek Harmon, Keanu Benton, that crew to get after the quarterback.
Chris Carter joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Chris, of course, from the Post-Gazette, also hosts the Locked On Steelers podcast. Someone texts in on the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Chris Carter's the bomb. I love listening to his podcast. I do too. And Chris joins us every Friday at 8 a.m. So if you can't get enough Chris Carter, you can always hear him on with us. Chris, this is not nice. This is not fair. It is July 25th, so this is subject to change. I already can't stand Juan Thornhill. Juan Thornhill said it was the media who basically ran him out of Cleveland, and if you throw on the tape, he was pretty good. I can't find any statistics to back that up. PFF didn't like him. There's a reason why he didn't sign for a lot of money, and he did so early in the offseason. That's generally a telltale sign of a guy who knows, yeah, I got to prove myself again. And we're going to be giving Juan Thornhill updates every day on the show, soon to potentially be sponsored. So I want to let the audience in on a little nugget there. But from what I understand, Chris, he was the first team free safety yesterday and the second team free safety. Who the hell is going to be their third safety? And does this all point to Omar Khan using some of that salary cap space to go out there and acquire a guy?
precisely correct. I think that's exactly what's going to happen here. And let me clear up Juan Thornhill real quick, because I was the one who was asking him about, you know, deep coverage roles. And he said, look, his comment there about the Cleveland, where that was kind of a response to my question. And I was just like, you know, about the deep coverage. He brought up, he's like, look, the reason Minkah Fitzpatrick didn't have his numbers isn't because Minkah Fitzpatrick wasn't playing well. He says it's because people stopped targeting him so much. And I've reported on this. If you go to Sports Information Systems and you see how many targets did Minkah Fitzpatrick get that were 20 yards or further downfield last year, it was 4 targets and no completions were allowed on those targets. And so that's how much Minkah Fitzpatrick, though he got no interceptions, that's how much he limited teams. Now, if you go to Juan Thornhill, it's more than that, and he did allow a few receptions, but it's not a lot. And Juan Thornhill's point is, hey, he averaged 2 interceptions a year up until the two years ago, the same time when Minkah Fitzpatrick's interceptions dropped. And I think it's because a lot of teams have just said, hey, you know what? We're going to avoid these deep safeties. We're not going to allow them to be game changers. We're going to dink and dunk, and we're going to pick at the weak spots of this defense. And Juan Thornhill's point is that wasn't on me. Now, Juan Thornhill is also not Minkah Fitzpatrick. He's not a superstar, all-pro safety, so he doesn't have that. But I think what's really happening here is the Steelers are saying, look, Minkah's great at this deep coverage role because teams can't pick on him in that role, right? But that's not enough just to pay $20+ million to a year in our salary cap. We need turnovers with that money. That's why they went and got paid Jalen Ramsey with that money. And they're saying, hey, we'll get that turnover guy closer to the line of scrimmage, but get somebody who can also do a solid job to keeping the deep coverage role pinned. And that's why they got Juan Thornhill. And I think that was just his point, saying, hey, I'm not Minkah Fitzpatrick, but I am a guy who's good at this deep coverage role and keeping a lid on offenses. We'll see if that's the case when the games get start up. But certainly, that's going to be a big talking point with the way that he kind of led in with his comments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We got breaking news here from Adam Schefter, Chris. The Buccaneers today signed guard Michael Jordan. I know what you're up to, Schefty. I know what you're doing here. He did this a couple of days ago, too, when the Jets signed offensive lineman. Yes, Samuel Jackson. I see what you're doing, Schefty. It's a bit, and I like the bit. Chris, there was a viral video yesterday on social media, and this drives me nuts. Like, you in the media can only film until a certain point. But those who are sitting, sweating their butts off in the stands can film and post as much video as possible. So one of those media journalist videos went viral yesterday, and the caption was basically, Roman Wilson makes a play. And I'm like, oh, this is great. I would love to see Roman Wilson come along quickly this year. Let's watch the clip. And I couldn't take my eyes off of Broderick Jones whiffing on a block. Now I realize it's practice one. They're not wearing pads. He's shed some weight. He's playing his natural position. Are you bullish on Broderick this year, or are you selling Broderick this year? Because, my God, this is the year for Mr. Jones, and it could alter the Steelers' plans next year dramatically if the guy falls flat on his face.
I'm bullish because I think that part of what Broderick Jones has to get used to is just his hand placement on the left side of the line. He's still a remarkable athlete. He's lost a good amount of weight, so he can try to be more in shape to be able to use his body and be more. I think you'll have a better hand eye coordination situation. I think that I saw that too, and I was just like, man, yeah, Broderick Jones, especially like when he was going up against like Alex Highsmith, it was rough. But again, defense has a lot of the advantages on day one.
Sure, and there's no Samalu next to him, Chris, which I think right mm-hmm. now, okay, whatever, but if he's out for a while, I do think that's a big deal.
It could be, because part of what they were hoping with Samalu is he would be the glue between two young guys and Frazier and Broderick, and that he could kind of keep everything together. And he does help with that communication and just kind of making things settle down on that left side. So Broderick's going to have to grow up on his own a bit in camp right now, but it has to be something that comes through for the Steelers, because he's the first draft pick of Omar Khan, right? Like this whole rebuild that they've been doing, it starts with him. And if he's a miss, that's going to be a bad omen for the rest of them. Now, it doesn't say that Zach Frazier is not playing well. It doesn't say that Troy Feltano will be bad. But Broderick Jones has to come up this year. And again, Broderick Jones was drafted very young. He's still younger than everyone else on the offensive line, even the guys who were drafted last year in Feltano, McCormick, and Frazier. But it doesn't excuse him when he's making mistakes. I'd still give him the grace of, let's see how he does after a week of camp. Let's see how he does when the pads go on. It is really hard to block guys, you know, and not like, you know, not grab on things when they're not wearing shoulder pads. So
yeah,
I give him
football.
That grace, but certainly. Yeah. Exactly. And it's so hard to protect against that. So I'd give Broderick some grace right now. Let's see what happens when the pads go on.
Last thing for you, Chris. If I were doing a poll of every fan, every media member who watched practice yesterday, I think if you asked them who showed out the most, I think the guy that would come back out of their mouths would be Caleb Johnson. Do you agree with that? And what did you see out of the young Iowa Hawkeye?
When he exploded through a hole for like a long touchdown run, you heard the whole crowd go, whoa. It was just that explosiveness that people have been hoping to see at the running back position that they just didn't see much of with Najee Harris. You see that with Caleb Johnson. I do think that he wowed some people. But I'd give a few shout outs to some other guys. Patrick Queen with his interception was pretty good. I thought Mason Rudolph showed, hey, there's a reason I'm the number two quarterback. They're going to trust me in a pinch. He threw a beautiful ball to Darnell Washington, who I also thought had a really good practice. He ran a 20-yard corner route that he turned into a touchdown. Like, I think the Steelers are going to be sick at tight end this year. When you got Jonnu Smith, who didn't even practice yesterday, and Pat Freiermuth and Darnell Washington, you got three guys that are going to be tough matchup problems for teams. So I think that they showed out. But yet, Caleb Johnson got a lot of, like, woos and ahs from the crowd with how quick he was able to hit the hole. And Caleb Johnson was a guy during OTAs, rookie camp, and mini camp. I watched him all through his reps. That man never let the ball touch the ground if he was holding on to it. And he said what he did was he would run to the defensive sideline and let everyone who wanted to try to punch it out, because he wants to show, I'm not dropping this ball for nothing on fumbles. He said, I can't wait for the pads to go on, because that's when I show how good of a runner I am. So Caleb Johnson, I put that in my preseason training camp battle. He was, him and Jaylen Warren are my number one, because I do think Jaylen Warren holds on to RB1 by the end of camp, but it would not shock me if Caleb Johnson ends up taking over the number one spot at some point this year.
Chris, really good stuff. This is not a criticism of you, but a running back that is running all the way down the field, or a tight end running down the field, a wide receiver finishing plays in the ball. Hey, come try to punch it out. That's the stupid kind of camp crap that I drool over, baby, and I think everyone else does too. Appreciate the time, as always, man. Congrats again on the nuptials, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you, sir. Always great being here.
You're the man. Chris Carter, great dude. Now a married dude. Now he's away from his wife at St. Vincent College.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.